What is going on, my friends? Welcome to another bonus episode of E-Commerce Society Podcast. I'm so excited to record right now because I'm doing an episode on Poppy. Now, for context, I have an entire episode planned out. I have information. I have stats. I'm doing a whole case study on Poppy and all the things. But for today's episode, I'm just going to do a little sneaky peek of just talking about one specific thing. And it's really just, again, the power of your packaging for your product and why it's so important for you for many reasons. If you sell in stores, it literally stops someone in front of your product. It visually stops them right there and makes them choose you versus another person. Online, same thing, except you're just virtually attracting them. You're virtually stopping the scroll. And I think depending on what product you sell, packaging can be more important or less important. But I think overall, in general, packaging is something that is extremely important because, one, it creates a really good experience for people. Two, it separates you from an Amazon order or even in some cases, ordering from Etsy. I mean, ordering from Etsy sometimes, is, at least in my experience, has almost been as boring and bad as ordering from Amazon. Not always, but sometimes it is. If it comes in a brown box, nope, unacceptable. If you're selling on Etsy, you need to level up your goddamn game, okay? So packaging is just so important. I could sit here and talk about it all day. I do so many videos on packaging and unboxings and packaging audits, and I freaking love doing those. But let's talk about Poppy. So I want you to I want you to think about this question. Do you think Poppy would be such a cult brand today if they had boring packaging? And again, for context, packaging can be the box your stuff is shipped in. It can be the poly mailer your thing is shipped in. It can be the hang tag that your poop bag holder sits on. It could be the label on your candle. It can be the label on a drink bottle. So it's all packaging, just different elements of packaging. But do you think Poppy would be a cult brand if their packaging was boring? I mean, I want you to think about that for a sec. Maybe they would be. I don't think so, though. I think their packaging is a huge part of what attracts people to want to buy it. It attracts people to want to take a photo of them and their fucking Poppy drink and post it on their TikTok or their Instagram. It gets younger people to want to buy it. So I believe that, yes, their packaging 100% has helped catapult them to be this like cult brand. I mean, Poppy is everywhere. They are freaking everywhere. They were on a Super Bowl commercial. They do pop-ups in different places like New York City and LA and this and that. They're in Costco. They're in regular supermarkets. They are everywhere. And their packaging is, I think their packaging is a work of art. I am so obsessed. And in fact, I have a raspberry rose drink right in front of me. I'm also obsessed with their grape flavor, which I think is my favorite flavor from them. And I think it's their best packaging. Their worst packaging is the orange one. It's kind of boring. I don't really like it. Okay, so packaging. So I want you to go and take a minute if you're out walking your dog or you're walking or you're not if you're driving, but if you're not driving a car, go and check out Poppy. And if you don't know who they are, you have been living under a rock and I don't think we can be friends. Just kidding. But seriously, this is, if you don't know about them, this is your opportunity to discover them. And I hope you're pleasantly surprised because I don't remember when I first discovered them, but I am like a packaging ninja, psycho, snob, crazy person. Like I, for so long, have been so interested in packaging and how it creates experiences for people when they open the box. And when you're in a store and you're walking through and you see this next to this, next to that, which one do you go for? Which one does your eye gravitate towards? I'm very interested in that in general, but I saw firsthand the power of packaging with my business, the Dapper Dog Box. I created packaging for social media. And when I say that, I mean, I created my packaging design, the colors, the aesthetics, to be so fucking delightful and pleasing to my customers that when they got that box in the mail, they literally were like compelled to take a video and post it on social media or share with friends. And then I'm getting my business in front of all their audiences. And that was very strategic on my end. My first round of packaging for that business was pretty simple. It was like a really, really, really light purple box with a black dog logo. And then I had a couple of like silly words written on the side, like kind of stupid. But again, that was my first business, my first time doing packaging. I had no idea what the hell I was doing. So it was simple, but it was still cute. But then a year into the business, I saw, okay, my customers are people who are actively sharing my brand on social media. They love involving their dogs. They love taking pictures of their dog and posting it on their dog's Instagram account. So I need to level it up. I saw an opportunity. And so I worked with, I spent months like mapping out the design. I knew exactly what I wanted. I was going to have the box. So it was a subscription box. So you have the exterior of the box and then you have the interior of the box. And so I knew, okay, the problem with most people is that, especially for subscription boxes, is that you have the box and it's printed on the outside, which is cute. Unfortunately, every time you look at an unboxing blog or a video or a photo of a subscription box, let's say on social media or on a blog, the box is always closed. I'm sorry, the box is always open. And then all the branding that you see on the outside is gone. And so it ends up looking like you open up the box. It's always fucking the brown cardboard on the inside. And you just see a bunch of products inside. And so I knew, okay, all my customers are flipping the box open and then taking a picture. This is my opportunity to make something look really fun and cute, but also have my branding on there. Because if then people are posting on social media, I need to have that branding visual. And so I did. And I it's one of the proudest things that I have really done in the 8+ years I've had businesses is create packaging for the Dapper Dog Box. It was like a little work of art. It was so beautiful. And once I came out with that updated packaging, also I changed the colors. I made it more a deeper lavender, like not a pale lavender, but like deeper. And then I had white text. And so the white and the purple together looked so goddamn good. And then when you flip the box open, it said, all you need is love and a dog. And then I had my hashtag at the Dapper Dog Box. And then I had little hearts printed on like the sides of things. It was pure perfection. And I'm not joking. The second that packaging came out and I started shipping customers that packaging, my sales went up. My sales went up very like straight up. I got more people to post photos and I got more people to, so I had a monthly photo contest where I would give people, like I would choose one or two people and I would give a box of stuff away. And the second I started encouraging that mixed with my new fun packaging, the tagged images, the tagged videos I would get from people were insane. So that packaging drastically helped my business. And also most importantly, it made me stand out against all the other competitors of mine who had boring packaging. So I really learned 7 years ago now, the importance of packaging and what it can do for your business. It can make people want to buy, but it can also stop that scroll. And so they choose to look at you versus competitors. And then it's like your website's job to convert them. But I think that the packaging can be an attractor. It can stop people when they're on the shelves looking at products or online, and then get them to want to investigate your brand more. So I do think that Poppy's packaging plays a huge effect of why they're so popular now. They are very fun. They're very modern, millennial. The flavors of drink they have are fun, but it's their packaging. And I'm looking at their website, and you can see that their packaging is, in some ways, it's really simple. It's a can with a background color. So for example, the strawberry lemon, which I've never tried before. I hate strawberry anything except actual strawberries, which I love. Isn't that weird? If you give me like a strawberry candy or a strawberry drink, I will probably spit it out. I think strawberry is disgusting. I'm sorry. But like actual strawberries, I love. So I have not tried strawberry lemon, but the packaging of that is freaking perfection. So we have pink, like pinky red can, and then we have a strawberry on it, like a huge blocky strawberry that's colored in yellow. And then we have the writing on the can yellow, and then we have Poppy, the logo, white. Pure perfection, okay? Pure perfection. The grape one, I can't. I literally have no words as to explain how much I love their packaging. And if you're not agreeing with me and you're like, dude, shut the fuck up about their packaging, I get it. I sound like a crazy person, but this is the stuff that like gets me going. Packaging. Oh my gosh. I love it. I love it so much. Their grape one is it's like a deep royal purple and then like a lime green color. Oh, it's perfection. I mean, it's perfect. And then we have their ginger lime. I think that one is pretty good as well. That's like a lime green with blue. And then we have their new lemon lime, which is a green and then like a light green. I don't love that one. I think that one's kind of boring, but that's okay. And then they have the orange. I think the orange one is the worst. I think the can is orange and then it's like a pale yellow color of the orange. I just don't like it. I don't know. So colors play a huge part in things. Color is just so important. And as I have gone through the branding process for my new dog poop bag company that I'm working on, which will come out someday, I feel like I've been talking about it now for months and I'm still slow progress. Okay. Slow progress. When you're manufacturing a product and like customizing it and personalizing it and working with branding people and packaging people and this person and that person, and you're a perfectionist, it's going to take some time. So stay tuned. It will come. It will be here someday. I'm just kidding. I'm hoping September is when we launch. That's kind of when I think, I would say realistically September. And it has to be September because I need stuff ready before the holidays. So anyway, what was I talking about? Yeah, color just plays a huge part in everything. And I just think Poppy, they made such a smart decision when they chose to go with like these bold colors. And then with their packaging, you know, like I said, it's actually kind of simple in some way. It's like that simple, minimalistic, but like it just looks so good. Okay, minimalistic is not the right word. I don't know how to describe it other than like it's perfect, but it is simple though. So raspberry rose, which I have in front of me, is like a light pink can with raspberry fruit on it. So all the cans have the shape of the fruit, but it's like a fun modern shape. It's not like a tacky orange or something. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like with my dog poop bags. I don't want any paw prints or dog bones. And I'm laughing because the girl who's doing the packaging for me, she's probably like, oh, you're so annoying. But like no paw prints, no dog bones. None of that cheesy shit. Because if you go to Amazon, you look at dog poop bags, every fucking poop bag will have like a paw print, a dog bone, a tacky, cheesy dog graphic. It's so ugly. So I feel like Poppy did the same thing where they could have gone with like a cheesy fruit illustration, but they didn't. They went for like a really modern, fun drawing of it. So anyway, yeah, so that's kind of it. I just wanted to use them as an example because I truly believe that they would not be as big as they were if they didn't have their packaging and their colors. And I'm going to prove it to you. Well, okay, this isn't going to prove it to you, but did you know that Poppy did not start out being called Poppy? They started out being called Mother Beverage. I can't. When you look up Urban Dictionary and you look at the word glow up, Poppy's right there. Mother Beverage to Poppy. And if you Google Mother Beverage, you will see what their original branding looked like. I can't even talk because it's just really bad. I would say out of a, like, let's rate it 1 to 10. I would give their original packaging, I'm going to be generous here and I'm going to give it a 2. It is not good. But the cool thing is that they actually, so if you Google them, you'll see that they were on Shark Tank. And whenever they promote their Shark Tank appearance, they have the clip of the two founders who are married. Allison is the wife, and then I don't know her husband's name. And they have like the banner of Poppy next to them. But actually, if you do enough Googling and research, you will actually see that the banner is actually the Mother Beverage banner, and you'll be able to see the original branding. And if you Google around a little bit, you'll find their original branding. But for all intents and purposes, I will make sure that we add, okay, never mind. I will make sure that I have a picture of this available. So DM me on Instagram and I'll send you a picture of their original branding. You have to see it. Like, now that I just gave them a 2 out of 10 rating and I said that was generous, you're going to be a little bit curious. So if you can't find it on your own, DM me on Instagram and I will send it to you. But it is like night and day. It is night and day from what their current stuff is. And I think that's why I'm being a little bit rude about their original branding. And I'm not meaning to be rude. I pretty much worship this brand. I talk about them all the time. I always post videos with Poppy. So I'm giving them airtime and love all the time. However, anyone would agree that their original branding is worse. Like, what they have now is so good. Even like the font, like the mother is in like a really ugly cursive-y italic font. It's so bad. I can't. And if any designers are listening here, I would love to really know your thoughts. Like, going from Mother Beverage with that branding to Poppy, like, what are your thoughts? I wish I had a designer on here. We could talk about their branding because it's so exciting. Anyway, so yeah, that is the power of packaging and how powerful it can be. Because there is no way in hell that if that Mother Beverage branding and name, mind you, was on a can, they would not be where they are today. I can't be convinced. Even if they got millions and millions and millions and millions of funding, which they have, I still don't think they would be where they are. They wouldn't get the cultness factor with that old packaging and the old branding. Power of branding, people. Power of packaging. You gotta love it. If you are interested in leveling up your own packaging and your own experience for customers, join me inside Cultish Product. It is my 3-month group coaching program. It is new and improved. We improved the curriculum. We simplified it. We also cut the price tag down, so it's much more affordable. And I don't want it to cheapen anything, but, you know, more affordable, which is always good for people right now. But we cover things like packaging, customer experience, how to get more repeat customers, how to create things in your business so you get more sales, passive-ish, and how to stand out in a sea of crowded competitors, which is so important. So it's an incredible program, and I hope to see you inside. We start early June, and the last day to join is May 23rd. So depending on when you're listening to this, you may have passed that time frame, in which case, if this sounds interesting to you, you can always join the wait list and hear when we launch the program next time. All right, my friends. And also, I want to know what you think of Poppy. Like, what do you think? Let me know. And please let me know if you find Mother Beverage online, and what do you think of that? Like, such a glow up. And if you can't find it, DM me on Instagram and I'll share with you.